This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
President Trump, if you think the drug companies are going to line up and beg you to make sure that they make less money, you're kidding yourself.
The Health Ranger Report.
Any talk about health care reform that doesn't sock it to the drug companies is a total joke.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Almost everybody you talk to will tell you, if they're being honest, that this is the craziest time they've ever been alive. This is even true among those who are quite a bit older, people who lived through the Cuban Missile Crisis, for example, or who lived through the Vietnam War, maybe even fought in the Vietnam War. That was a crazy time. And they haven't remembered any time as crazy as that until now. All of a sudden, America is on the brink again of a cultural divide or a Well, you've got the rise of what I call cultural fascism on the left, the intolerant left. All they want to do is kill everybody they disagree with. They have no tolerance. They demand absolute conformity and obedience, and they think that everyone should be murdered or silenced or imprisoned if they don't agree with them on, you know, pick your topic, from transgenderism to climate change to vaccines to, you know, Donald Trump, whatever, anything. So the era of reason is over, apparently, or temporarily suspended, because you can't talk to people in any kind of reasonable, rational way anymore. A lot of people are insane. There's a lot of mental illness running around these days. And what it means, and why I'm recording this podcast, is because it's yet another call for preparedness for the, well, breakdown or civil war or chaos that's coming. We don't know exactly what form it's going to take, but we do know that if you talk to people who've lived through chaotic events throughout human history, and, you know, there are many people alive today, like I said, who've lived through some rather astonishing events. People who lived through Kosovo War in Europe, that was in the 1990s. People who have lived through revolutions, people right now barely surviving through Venezuela, the collapse of that country. A lot of people will tell you that before it all started hitting the fan, that it felt a lot like the way it feels right now in America. In other words, what you are witnessing or experiencing in terms of the cultural divide, the intensity of disagreement that's happening, the violent eruptions of mass protests, the cop killings, you know, the executions of cops in the streets, the black students in some universities taking over university buildings and demanding almost like ransom demands to get what they want. There is a level of intensity that's happening that you see all around you, expressed in many different ways. And this is all one big sign of something much bigger yet to come that is going to be catastrophic. And so if you're listening to this and you're not yet fully prepared, go ahead and remind yourself that preparedness right now is not just an option. It is a necessity. It is a necessity. You know, I've been teaching preparedness for as long as I've been writing and speaking. That's about 20 years now. And one of the things that I've always said about preparedness is it's very difficult to know the timing of when things are going to happen, but there are signs that things are getting close to happening. For example, if you're living on Mount St. Helens, let's say, before the big eruption in the 1980s, if you have a house there on the side of the mountain and you start to feel a lot of small tremors and earthquakes, rumblings under your feet, that's a sign that, hey, you know what? Something's maybe about to blow here. Maybe we should leave the area. Or if you're living in a mountainous region and the snow keeps piling snow higher and higher and higher on the mountain range outside your back door, let's say, and that snow is starting to look very tall and very thick, you should know this is a sign that probably there's going to be an avalanche at some point, because that snow is it's not going to keep piling up forever. At some point, the thickness of the snow is more than the snow can hold on to in terms of its own structure. You know, snow is not necessarily very sticky in the right coldness. So you should know it's going to go. And that means that there's going to be an avalanche. So these are signs of what you're seeing in society today, the chaos, the rumblings, the cultural fascism, the escalation into violence of the radical left, like the Berkeley students who go online and talk about how next time they want to make sure they have ballistic helmets and handguns so that they can win their little skirmishes. Yeah, let's see how that goes for them. It won't go very well, trust me. But these are all signs of things that are about to collapse. I mean, look at the collapse of trust in the mainstream media. Look at the collapse of trust in the government. Look at the fracturing in terms of the Democrats refusing to accept the outcome of the election and then fabricating false conspiracy theories to try to say that the election wasn't legitimate, even though their candidate, Hillary Clinton, was actually colluding and cheating and getting the questions in advance for the debates from CNN people and so on. They colluded to destroy Bernie Sanders' chances. Yeah, that all came out in the John Podesta emails, by the way. So the side that was actually cheating, the Democrats, are claiming that Donald Trump cheated, and so they refuse to recognize the legitimacy of that election. Well, these are just signs. Look, the left will resist government unless they run government. They will resist a police state unless they run the police state. They will resist the White House unless they run the White House. There is no legitimacy in that worldview. It's selective faith in the system only when you control it. And that's not a republic, and that's not a democracy. That's not a representational system of government. That's just another form of tyranny. So all these things that you see around you really are coalescing into a major sort of a tinderbox of fuel that will be set off almost like a bomb at a certain moment that we cannot predict in time, but we can say that it appears inevitable. Some catalyst event is going to set off the tinderbox of fuel. We don't know what that is. You've heard me talk about lots of possibilities. Just as one example, solar flare taking down the food stamp transaction system nationwide for 30 days, let's say. Just knocking out the power grid. No more food stamps. Very simple example. What would happen? You would have mass protests and riots in every major city across the country as the 50 million Americans who depend on government money to buy their, you know, Pop-Tarts and whatever, they don't get their money, they're going to freak out. And they're, for the most part, these people spend that money on junk food, so they're not really balanced, like mentally well individuals by and large. I mean, some of them are. Some of them make good decisions, but you can spend food stamp money on Oreo cookies and Doritos and Pop-Tarts and soda, for God's sake. How insane is that? So society is not going to stay together long at all in the face of any of these insults to our current fabric, our social fabric. And that's crucial for you to know, because if you're thinking about preparedness, you need to understand that you cannot wait to get the stuff you're going to need until it hits the fan. You might think, oh, well, you know, Amazon Prime has Prime shipping. I'll just wait until it all hits the fan, and then I'll just order a bunch of food from Amazon. I'll get it, you know, in 2 days. No, you won't, because Amazon Prime depends on an entire logistics infrastructure that will collapse at the same time that everything else is collapsing. Amazon isn't run by magic. It's run by rubber tires hitting pavement, diesel trucks burning fuel, you know, electronics providing navigation, GPS, logistics, all of that. When that stuff goes down, you don't get anything from Amazon Prime. And by the way, as a side note, you're going to wish at that time that you had been supporting your local retailers and not buying everything online from Amazon.com, because they're putting all the local retailers out of business. So when it all hits the fan, you don't have any local shops. You can't buy shoes anymore because there are no shoe shops. You know what I'm saying? You can't buy anything locally. There's no economy locally because everything's been taken over by Jeff Bezos and Amazon.com, drone delivery, and all that can fail in an instant with one solar flare. So you're going to be out of luck. You're going to be out of options at that point. So my main point is that if you're going to, if you've decided to survive for very long into the future, and I understand that not everybody wants to. A lot of people who say, you know, it's too chaotic. I don't even want to go on or whatever. And that's a personal choice. People are welcome to make that choice. But if you have chosen to survive, you're going to need to prepare in advance. You cannot wait to get the supplies you need, whether it's food or ammunition or a firearm for personal protection or emergency radios or whatever. You know the list, medical supplies. Don't forget all the sanitation liquids. You know, the antibacterial type of liquids, disinfectants. You're going to need a bunch of those. That's how a lot of people die in these civil wars. They die from simple, common infections because they can't go to the hospital and they don't have just common disinfectants. You know, get yourself some isopropyl alcohol and povidone iodine. You know, just some basic stuff. Some bleach, you know, simple things. Anyway, if you don't have all these supplies in advance, you're not going to be able to get them once it starts to hit the fan, especially not firearms and ammo. And on that note, I just went out and bought a very unique kind of rifle from Patriot Ordnance Factory, POF-USA.com, my favorite rifle manufacturer for battle rifles. I just went out and bought another rifle solely because I know this is a downtime for the gun industry. This is the time to buy. And I picked up a Glock. What did I get? It's a full-size 9mm that holds 17 rounds because I have like a Glock 19, you know, a compact and a subcompact Glock, like a 26 as well. But for some reason, I really like the full-size, just the full-frame Glocks, frankly. And I didn't have a full-frame 9mm, even though I do have a full-frame 40 cal. That's actually one of the guns I typically carry around my ranch. But I didn't have a full-frame 9mm, so I picked up one of those, too. I did this deliberately, knowing that this is a downtime for the gun industry, and that right now, it's easy to buy firearms. But if you wait until something hits the fan, you won't be able to buy firearms. Out of stock. Gone. I mean, remember what happened after the Sandy Hook school shooting fiasco / crisis actor fake parents on TV crying to CNN? Yeah, remember all that? That whole thing? You couldn't buy a gun. I mean, AR-15s that normally would sell for like $700 or $800 were going for on auction for $3,500 at that time. You couldn't buy ammo. You couldn't buy anything. So if you're thinking about getting prepared, right now is the absolute best time to do it. And it may be getting very close to your last opportunity to purchase some of these things that you'll really need. And by the way, a note on firearms, it's not just for your personal defense. It's also to help defend your community against the insane left-wing rioters and chaos causers who they just want to set fire to everything. They just want to burn down society. You might have to protect your community working in conjunction with your local sheriff, or your sheriff's deputies, or maybe your local police force to help defend your community against looters and rioters and criminals and rapists and who knows what else. And that's not to even mention the invasion scenario that some people are talking about. I'm not an expert in this area, and I don't know what's true about this scenario, but some people are convinced that the Russians are going to invade America, or that China is going to invade America, or that Mexico is going to invade America, or that Russians are going to invade America through Mexico, and so on and so forth. There are a lot of different scenarios that I've seen talked about out there. Again, I can't say that I know that whether or not any of those are true. I don't know. That's not my area. I mean, you asked me about nutrition and heavy metals and science. Yeah, that's my area, but I don't know. I don't know about what's happening with the troop landings through the Panama Canal and moving up through Mexico and all that. That's not my thing. But if that does happen, you're going to need to defend your country against an invading force, potentially. So that's one more reason to have firearms, to have a means of self-protection and self-defense, and to get it now while you can, before the next big crisis comes along, before the next big shortage hits and you can't get anything that you need. Just some things to think about. You can stay informed on all this. Go to collapse.news, or another good website is called preparedness.news. Yeah, .news at the end of those. Preparedness.news, great site. But check out all of that. Stay informed, stay safe, and hear more of this at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.